Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
We are in the midst of what is a very, very odd conversation on 95.7 The Game, and it's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right.
Just to put a bow on that part of it, if he wants to go to the Marina Safeway and shop for produce, I don't care. Just manage the team and don't lose the clubhouse.
I don't think anybody...
If you want to do Instagram videos of you eating a cheeseburger, that's fine. Just don't lose the clubhouse.
Well, yeah, that's right. I don't care about any of this either. What was interesting to me is not who Tony Vitello is going to date when he's the manager of the Giants. I don't care about that at all. What was interesting to me is that, like, the idea of a tie to Gabe Kapler would be like too hot to touch. Like, Gabe was, is that how y'all look back on Gabe? Was Gabe awful? I think Gabe was different. I totally get that he rubbed some people the wrong way. That I get. And in the end, he was, for the most part, unsuccessful. He also won Manager of the Year in a short period of time. He is the manager, like, forever trivia question, who was the manager of the best record the Giants have ever had in their existence? There's your answer. Gabe Kapler, was he that bad?
To me, the only thing, all of what he did on the field, sure, it's hard to poke holes in that, besides actually winning something of import. It's the fact that I think when people remember Gabe Kapler, the person, off the diamond, he rubbed people the wrong way in his inauthenticity.
Oh, there's no question.
And that is all I'm worried about with Vitello now. The one answer about he can't tell us a single thing about his actual philosophy in baseball, and this just the invoking of Gabe Kapler's name, and I don't want to even worry about my manager being inauthentic.
Can I spend?
He also invoked Bob Melvin's name, and he said that he's sorry that he didn't mention him at the press conference.
I appreciated it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he sort of insinuated that maybe they both kind of told him he should live in the Marina. I mean, that's what he was saying.
I don't think Melvin told him that.
I don't know what he told him. Who knows what he told him?
Marina. Yeah. In Safeway. You'll like it there. Produce.
Can I spend 1 minute
right.
And read the last 10 texts on the Boxing Gerson Work Injury Attorney's
Please
text?
Do.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Grandy's seen it. This is... okay. All right. Let's... The Dibs Grandy banter is really hitting for me. Keep it up, boys. Are we going crisscross applesauce in left field? Lots of late night cardio for Gabe in the Marina.
Yeah.
He's up. He's obviously subletting a rent control apartment. Does Tony squat and or deadlift while wearing jeans? These are the hard-hitting questions.
That's good.
Mark Willard is busting out his Dr. Laura. Spot on. Dibs out here shopping for melons and bananas. Dibs is right about Safeway. Uh-huh.
That's fact.
Dateway is what they used to call it.
Absolutely.
In the marina, LOL.
Yep, Dateway.
Dateway.
It's a fact. And I
clearly it is.
I was never, my game was not sharp enough to where I could peruse. Yeah, you wouldn't see me in the aisles.
You got to work on your material.
Yeah, and I'm sure I was, you know, either married or engaged or with kids at that time too. My whole adult life. Thank you, Greg. So, yeah, but it was a well-known place where you would just go. You'd see, you know, single people just pushing a cart for a long time, not really shopping.
All right, so let's put a bow on it. Are there concerns?
I don't have any.
You have none. Grandy, you have concerns?
The bussing with the boys thing does not bother me at all.
Okay.
I just was a little turned off by the way he answered some questions.
You don't like his baseball philosophy is anything that wins. Lucas, you have concerns?
I was 100% all in on the guy up until now, 27 hours ago.
Now what's your percentage?
About 97%.
Okay, so still higher than Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's my concern.
Bussing with the boys had him go up about 7% for me.
See, right. I don't have any concerns about Tony because I don't know how I could. That's the way I had the same reaction when Gabe Kapler was hired and the media brigade jumped on the press conference because two idiot Dodger minor leaguers once upon a time were completely inappropriate with a hotel employee years ago somewhere in middle America. And Gabe Kapler, with an office in L.A., was the head of the farm system, and apparently that made Gabe a bad guy. I was like, that doesn't feel right to me. So my opinion about Gabe Kapler when he took over as the manager was going to wait until Gabe Kapler managed, and then I would come up with an opinion about Gabe Kapler, because anything else is predictive and a projection. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with predictions and projections, but I don't like doing it with job status. We could do it with games, right? Dibs -3.5. Like, we got to pick tomorrow night, whatever. That's fun. But I like, to me, Tony Vitello gets the same opportunity as every Giants manager. Let's see how you manage. I don't care how you pick up a member of the opposite sex. I care how you manage your bullpen. So that's not my concern. My concern is the process. Always process.
Yeah.
Always. And I do feel like there is a yo-yo going on with the Giants, which is we're going to go hire the opposite of what we just had.
Right. New Bochy school to old school.
To Kapler, yep. To Melvin, to Vitello. Checks notes, like, are we on our way to hiring Buck Showalter in 3 years? That's my concern. And I want the philosophy to be about your philosophy, not just the opposite of whatever just happened that didn't work.
And I do think that he answered honestly about his philosophy. And if you look at his teams in Tennessee, just by record, last year they were 60-13. And if you look at just the numbers, they averaged almost 8 runs a game and they gave up about 3.8 runs per game. So my philosophy, we're better than every team we play. Right. We will crush you with our aluminum bats.
Yeah.
And they won the Natty the year before, 44-22. The year before that, they were 58-9. So my philosophy, be really good, be awesome, and crush people. But the thing that's interesting to me is when he gets to the Giants and they have one of those, you lose 11 out of 14, how are you going to react? Because he's never, never gone through that.
That's true.
In his career.
Right, but I mean, not a dummy. He realizes that, like, right. This is not the SEC.
Right,
like,
but when you get into the deep water and when you've got, you know, when you've got a guy making, I don't know, $37 million a year and he's on a 1-for-23, how do you approach it? Are you quick to bench him? Are you going to, like, give him an attaboy? These are going to be things that he's going to have to learn on the fly.
Lovely Christie says Marina Safeway was a thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm surprised actually, you didn't know that.
That's the same thing.
A guy who likes to go to the grocery stores and as handsome as you are, that's
like
a miss.
Almost none of my adult life was in San Francisco.
That's fair.
I grew up in the peninsula. I went off to college. I came back for a hot second, and I was gone to Southern California. So, yeah, like 415. I can't believe Willard didn't know about Safeway. Yeah, I had no idea about Safeway.
Yeah.
I didn't actually feel real. How many of y'all live in the Bay Area? But if I dropped you in the middle of the city and said, find your way out, would you know where to go? Do you know what I mean? Now you would.
Famously, I
completely would. But if you asked me to do that when I started driving in high school.
Oh, dude.
I had no clue. If you told the marina, the tenderloin, the fidye, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
We came to the city for, it must have been the 1986 49ers Super Bowl parade after they won their second Super Bowl. And I think it was my buddy Steve Rabb. We come to the parade, boom, downtown, whatever. We could not find our way out to the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
I was confused by 19th Street and 19th Avenue.
And we didn't have Waze.
Well, I'm trying to find 19th Avenue.
Because
I know 19th Avenue gets you to Park Presidio, which gets you to the Golden Gate Bridge. And I'm out there on like 19th Street. And I'm, you know, and then I'm on the other side of the park. And like the streets, they don't go through anymore. And so you go through Golden Gate Park and now you're on 28th. And it's like, I can't get out of this place.
I knew how to go to my grandma and grandpa's house, grab little pieces of bread, and walk into the park and feed the ducks. That's what I knew how to do. Other than that, I'm like, I don't know where the hell I am, especially because of the way we all do it around here. Where are you? I'm in the city.
Right.
Well, what the hell does that mean? I don't know. The marina safe way to go pick up a girl.
Yeah.
No. I had no clue. No clue what the hell was going on. So, anyway, good to know now.
We may have to go there and see what's happening in the aisles.
What is going on here?
I think it still might be viable. That's all I'm saying.
Apparently, according to your TikTok, it's still, there's still action down there. And according to all the bearded Giants managers.
The TikTok is about the 1 mile strip from Chrissy Field to, is it Fort Baker, I think? The one that's Fort Mason.
Yeah.
Is Fort Mason.
Well, we're both kind of over there.
It's
but
that
yeah.
1 mile stretch
yes.
is where, about that action, boss.
Mm-hmm. This might be my favorite text that ever came in.
Text of the day nominee?
What the hell is Blessing with the Boys, and why is this station against it?
I don't.
It's called Bussing with the Boys.
Ah, okay.
That's a great question.
Not Blessing. Oh, gosh. Although, I mean, it's located in Tennessee. That is God's country.
But on that podcast,
it's a blessing. I find it to be a blessing.
They would not be talking about such things as fornication on Blessings with the Boys.
You know what that would be?
Yeah. Cha-ching!
All right.
You have to say it for me to hit the
cha-ching. It's a fornication sensation is what it is.
Let's go back to the Warriors.
I'll see you in the aisles. Whatever.
Come on. Can we please... The Warriors aren't playing any of their players tonight.
Yeah, but you know what they will do tonight?
Oh, God. See, getting you out of
this
mode.
They're going to score.
Once you get
in
this
mode. That's it. It's the last one.
I can't get you out of it. I got to get you out of it. Come on.
They keep pulling me back in.
Don't talk about that.
You're 57. You have a little daughter at home. Yep. You're about to go see her in an hour.
I had just one more.
Just
they're going to score tonight, Mark.
Tap it down.
That's it.
Get back.
Okay.
Get back to being you. Your wife's going to totally be out on the summit if she's listening right now.
No chance.
Okay.
This is pornography. We've lost Willard.
Oh, God. Oh, that usually doesn't happen on a Wednesday. All right. No, I'm back.
Okay.
Steph, Jimmy, Draymond, they're out. Your thoughts?
It's kind of a buzzkill, Mark, but it's going to be opportunity for some of the youngsters to go out there and really make a good, solid contribution.
That's a good take.
It's just
a good take.
The real take is this sucks, and
Steph is sick. He's
NBA
sick.
Games where players don't play, and I know he's sick, and Jimmy's got a bad back.
Yeah, Jimmy's hurt.
And Draymond
for real.
Probably just doesn't want to play without those guys.
Well,
I'm talking about is the reality that of 82 games for every single team, the majority of the games. Yeah, you're going to have the guys, but there's a lot of games where you're just not going to be able to see top-level talent. And I'm thinking about last night, and I shared it with the group, just watching that. It felt like Steve Kerr was kind of trolling all of us by, Draymond, you don't have to play, really. And Steph, you play a little bit. And Jimmy, yeah, shut it down at halftime. We're still going to beat Phoenix. See, this is what you do. No. I'm trying to get back on point.
The text messages
and now you're over there giggling.
Too good.
All right, so now I have to follow suit. Go ahead.
The Safeway isn't it anymore. It's armed security and a lot of RV traffic. You got to hit the dog park on Chestnut by the tennis courts now.
Dang. All right. Chestnut is what you're talking about?
All right.
Sorry about my dog. Hey, cut it out.
This is coming from somebody who met his wife at the dog park.
Right.
Not that dog park. But anyway.
I think dog parks is probably action. I've never owned a dog, but dog ownership is not endemic to men or women.
Well, they do make people look cuter than they are.
And at times, you're forced to talk to another human being.
Sometimes.
If your dog and her dog are frolicking together, then, you know, you can't help but...
You're like, you want to do that with me, too?
See, look at you.
No, just see. All right. Anyway.
What is going on here?
That wasn't me this time, Vince.
For the love of God. Stop!
Yeah, there it is. Stop!
I do have a Jonathan Kuminga take.
Please.
I do. No. This is for real. If I can get through it without laughing, I have a Jonathan Kuminga take.
All right.
All right. I think tonight's going to be really... People think that this is like, dude, this is what you've been waiting for. I think that this is a challenging night for him. Because how does Jonathan remain the new Jonathan? This is sort of like, when somebody gives up alcohol or if they give up drugs or, hell, even if they just give up sugar, something a little bit, you know, calmer. You give something up and then, like, ooh... Right? It's put right underneath your nose. And that's a little bit of how I look at tonight's game for Jonathan. Jonathan spent the last 2 years basically in an on again, off again argument with Steve Kerr and the organization about who he is and how he wants to play basketball. And he wanted to make big dollars and he wants to be a one, score the basketball, and thinks he can be that guy. And maybe someday he can. While the organization is like, can you please just trust us and play this way? And those good things can happen within that framework of how you play Warrior basketball. And he deserves all the credit in the world because he's come out this year and he's largely done that, right? He is playing the way the Warriors want him to play. Well, now this is the guy who gave up sugar and now it's Halloween. And everybody's kitchen table is covered with Reese's because now... In Sacramento, there's no Steph and there's no Jimmy. The Draymond part doesn't even matter. And so does Jonathan look at this as an opportunity to continue to play Warrior basketball but do it in a lead role? Or does he get a whiff of that sugar and go, all right, give me the ball and get the hell out of my way? Let's see. I know people want Jonathan to bust 30 tonight, and I do too, but I want him to do it within the framework of what they've been doing. I'm just as excited to see him go get at least 7 rebounds tonight as I am to see him put up 30 points.
Yeah, and I think that if you look just at last year, and as you were getting us back on track, I was looking at some of the games last year where Steph didn't play and Kuminga did play. And these were all before Jimmy was here, so you can't even add the Jimmy factor into it. And the Warriors in those games were 5-1 without Steph. With Kuminga, including one game I want to highlight, they took on Houston.
Okay.
And
I remember that game.
Yeah, Kuminga went out there and he had 30.
He was fantastic.
Yeah, he had 33, I believe.
Is that the game they won by like a couple points?
By 6, 99-93.
Okay. Yep.
Kuminga with 33, 7 rebounds. He was 13-22 from the floor. And yeah, he was out there and... He was the majority of the offense, and they won the game. The only game they lost was against OKC.
Right. I love that game is a great example of what I'm talking about because it ended up being still a little bit of a defensive struggle. Like, that's all I'm saying. I really don't want the Warriors to lose themselves tonight because guys suddenly smell some stats that by the way, they do need to put up. But I want it to look like Warrior basketball. They can do it. They can do it. They've been around here for a little while. These aren't rookies. Will Richard's a rookie.
Yep.
Jonathan Kuminga's not a rookie. Moses Moody's not a rookie. Brandon Pajemski is not a rookie. Al Horford is going to play in this basketball game. Even Quentin Post, even the second-year guys are like, you know, like they've taken a leap from last year to this year. And now they just need to do it a little bit more consistently with more minutes for a full night, and they need to do it without what I would call kind of their fallback. That's the challenge. The challenge is when you get late in the shot clock, it's like, okay, Steph, Jimmy, go create that ball action and see, you know, what you can do. And that those moments will fall to Jonathan, and that's fine. But you hear Steve Kerr use this phrase a lot, and I think it's the thing to watch when the Warriors are playing early in the shot clock. When you start settling or forcing stuff early in the shot clock, that's when you get into a whole lot of trouble in the NBA. If Jonathan's got to grab the ball and make something happen late in the shot clock, fine. I'll pass that one off. But if there's double digits left on the timer and I see him dribble into the lane and do that turnaround fall away with two people in his face on a mid-range 10-footer, then I know you're in a bad spot. He's got other people who can knock down shots, Buddy Hield and Moses Moody, et cetera. So that's what I'm looking for tonight. I want Jonathan to grab this opportunity, but within the framework of the offense.
Yeah, and I think that he did that a lot more last year before Jimmy came. And then when he came back from injury, there were three games that he played without Steph. And I believe Jimmy played in all three, and they went 1-2. And I'm looking at the game against Miami where they lost by 26, and there was no Steph in that game. And Jonathan Kuminga came off the bench. He got almost 25 minutes. And after they got Jimmy and he got back, he wasn't 100% and he wasn't ever really in the flow. He had 15 points in that game. But as I remember, a lot of those came late in the game when it was already decided. So new year, new Kuminga. And I do think that he's playing a lot more like everyone wants him to play. And I don't think that he's going to fall back into that sugar high or the way you laid out the analogy, which I like the analogy. I don't think that he's going to lapse back into the old JK. I think he's going to continue to play the way he has. He might be a little bit more aggressive. There might be more.
He should be.
And there'll be more opportunities for him to make bad shots or bad plays because he's going to be much more counted on to do things.
Yeah, sometimes bad shots aren't bad shots. You know what I mean? Steph Curry takes them all the time. If somebody hands him the ball with 5 seconds left to go on the timer, dude, you got to do what you got to do. You get the shot that you can get. Again, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the first 15 seconds of the timer to see if the Warriors are doing good things on offense and not forcing up and not settling and all of that. Because the funny thing is, and I'd have to really like kind of break down the roster here, but you take away Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond from the Warriors, but you take away Keegan Murray, DeMontis Sabonis, and who's the other one I'm forgetting who's sitting out tonight for the Kings? Who's the third one? Zach LaVine. You take all those guys away, I'm not sure that the Warriors don't still have the better roster tonight. Who's favored in this game?
Sacramento.
They are?
By 3.5.
By 3.5.
They went up to 3.5 the last I saw it on ESPN. But just looking back at that Houston game last year, the Warriors started Pods and, hi, this is Andrew Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
Kuminga, Buddy, and Kavon. Off the bench, it was Moses, TJD, GP2, Slow-Mo, and Pat Spencer. So that look for the team at home that beat Houston, very similar to what you're going to have tonight. Now, you won't have Anderson. I do think GP2 likely comes back in and he plays. TJD is going to play. You had Moses and Buddy last year. Wiggins won't be there, nor will Looney, but you're going to be relying on Pods again. Kuminga, as mentioned, he had 33 in that game last year, and ultimately Houston was not great offensively, but you did enough to win it.
I mean, I'm looking at, so obviously the offense will be centered around DeRozan tonight for the Kings. Malik Monk is still there. They never start him. I wonder if they will tonight, but they never do. He has not started a game this year. You mentioned Schroeder. He's going to be in the starting lineup. Russell Westbrook is in and out of the starting lineup. I don't know what they'll do with him. Keon Ellis is a really good defender on the perimeter, so they've got him. But outside of that, I mean, it is, two of their top five scorers are out. So, you know, same as the Warriors. I know their top two scorers are out, but the Warriors' front court players are largely intact outside of Draymond Green, but the Kings lose Sabonis. So, I don't know. Like, to me, when I look at what the Kings are going to offer tonight, that's why my head again goes to rebounding. That is a team that can get easily out-rebounded, I think, by what the Warriors have to offer tonight. One of the few times in the recent history of the Warriors, they might actually be the bigger team tonight.
Especially with no Sabonis, who's right. Leading the league with 14 rebounds a game. So that definitely opens up the opportunity there for, you know, Quentin Post. And I think TJD gets another decent, healthy run out there. But Kuminga, when you get all the minutes, his agent told us, and it's been mostly true, when he gets to play a lot, he rebounds a lot. Last night, he didn't. That whole game last night was such a weird,
just a weird game.
Like a second gear game for most of them. So I think JK had 5 rebounds, but you didn't need him to do much more.
Yeah. No, I think that the Warriors will have every opportunity tonight, but that's what my eyes are going to be on. Is it's just like, okay, guys, a lot of these guys have looked more grown up this year, not just Kuminga. I think Quentin Post looks more grown up this year. He can play on both sides of the ball now a little bit. I definitely think Moses Moody looks more refined. I know it's been a little topsy-turvy for him, some injuries early in the season. He looks more refined. Pods looks like Pods, but he's been more good than bad for sure. I think these guys are ready to, at least for one night, run the show. Run the show. Let's see what it looks like and see if you can grab a couple veterans, Al Horford, Buddy Hield, GP2, go win a basketball game. They should have every chance to win this one tonight.
Yeah, you're only 3.5-point dogs, and you know, it's early season, early days in the association, and we saw the Warriors go to Indiana against a team that obviously doesn't have Tyrese Halliburton. They still have Siakam, and they've got Nembhard as well, good players, but the Warriors got beat by a bunch of guys who, much like tonight, Sacramento fans probably aren't that in tune with Pat Spencer and Gui Santos.
No, but of course not.
They're pro basketball players, so go out there and give a pro effort.
888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in, and you can help us sort of kind of start what we're going to be doing when we start the show and the summit tomorrow at Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We hope that you'll come join us for sure. But for absolutely, no doubt about it, 9 games in, I think it's an obvious question to be like, okay, now you've seen it. And you've seen not only how the Warriors look at full strength, but we'll see how they look when they're not full strength. And then the ebb and flow of the injuries, the age, and all of it. And what does it do to your expectations for the season? I think that that's a very fair thing to dive into, especially even if you acknowledge that the schedule makers made it tough for the Warriors out of the gate. When Steve Kerr says this, which he said yesterday, I think there's some alarms that go off.
Yeah, I could tell on the road trip that all three of those guys looked tired. I mentioned it's a very unusual schedule to start the year. You know, none of them had missed a game, and I think they just ran into a little bit of a wall, and obviously Steph came down with the illness. So we'll get through it, and we'll be fine, but it's just a really tough part of the schedule, and we'll do the smart thing.
Okay, so here's the smart thing. Yeah, Steph is sick. That's different. Jimmy Butler has a back injury. I applaud him for trying to play through it yesterday, but it didn't work, and now he's out tonight. And then I think Draymond is just sort of them throwing a cherry on top. It's like, if you two are going to sit out and he's tired too, why don't we just make it a clean sweep and make it a young guy's game and go see what they can do? But I would be lying to you if I didn't say it makes some alarms go off that 8 games into the season, and by the way, that quote is referring to the road trip, so that's actually game number 6 and 7 last week,
yeah.
Bucks and Pacers, if you're already looking at a team and saying our old guys are exhausted 6 games into the year. That like, you have to have some alarms go off there, I think.
Definitely, and it's 8 games in 15 days, 4 on the road, and already early in the year you had back-to-backs. And you open up before anybody else, the second game actually played in the entire season at LA, night off, boom, back-to-back with a travel spot. Portland runs you out of the gym, couple days off, boom, back-to-back home games. You win them both, and you exerted a lot against the Clippers in order to get that. Road trip, Milwaukee, dud, Indiana, you gave it away. And then you come back and it's like, yeah, these guys are tired. They're tired already. That's a bad sign. And you look ahead, road trip, 2 games. You've got tonight and Friday, a home game Sunday. And then it's 6 games, 9 days in 5 cities. You tell me you're not going to be tired then too? you're going to be looking at some load management on that trip, absolutely.
I would imagine so. I don't know how they wouldn't. All right, apparently we do have the starting lineup for tonight's game. Let's bring in Mark Grandy, who has the names. I've not seen this. You've not seen this. You want to take one more shot, a final guess at who the five are?
We could play that game, sure.
All right, let's play the game.
All right. I think that they're going to go with Pods and Buddy in the backcourt. And I think they'll go with Quentin, JK, and Moses Moody. That's my five.
Willard?
That is my five.
I'm going just for fun so that I can do one thing differently. Because actually that I was thinking that that might be the five. But let's put Buddy on the bench and put Will Richard in the starting lineup.
You love Will Richard.
So give me your five?
Yeah. So my five would be Pods, Will Richard, Moody, Kuminga, Post.
You are absolutely right, Willard.
Bang!
Will Richard!
Bang!
Attaboy, Will.
Yeah.
Okay.
You actually said it earlier. They want that. But they want those Buddy buckets coming off of the bench.
I just was second guessing my earlier thought because I looked back at some of those games last year that were Stephless and no Draymond, and Buddy started in those games. But yeah, you bring a couple of the OGs, a couple of the unks off the bench. My name's Buddy.
Buddy and Al.
And Al. Buddy and Al.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of a Santos as well.
I'm
Batman.
Is GP2 available?
Yeah, he should be.
Okay, GP2 available. Yeah, you'll probably
TJD.
TJD, probably get some Pat Spencer.
Yep.
Backing up Pods at the point guard position. Yeah. So,
my name is Buddy.
It's a full complement of players other than the big three names.
Fair enough.
Other than that, everybody's ready to go.
Yeah. So, and if Tui wasn't hurt, maybe you could throw him in there too, but that's about it, right? You're going to go with the 10 that you have and give the old college try and then head to Denver for the most important game of the year.
Will that group, why is it the most important game of the
it's
year?
The Cup.
Oh, God. Anyway. Will this group make enough threes to help out the fight against autism? That's the question.
What do we need, 10?
Triples for Autism is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. The Warriors last night made 19 three-pointers. Yes, another donation from Pettinelli to the Autism Society San Francisco. We are 8 for 8 on the year, and yes, they have to have at least 10 threes. Steph Curry and Moses Moody actually got this donation by themselves. They had 5 apiece. That's 10. Quentin Post had 4. Buddy Hield, 3. Pat Spencer and Pods had 1 each. That is 8 for 8 this season for Triples for Autism. If you would like to help out, we would love it. To get involved or make a donation to autism yourself, go to sfautismsociety.org. Triples for Autism is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to pettinellifp.com. I'm calling it right now. We're going to go 82 for 82 on that.
I love it. I'm really hopeful. Do you know how many they did last year? Of the 82 games, how many times did they get 10 or more threes as a team?
I'm just going to straw poll here because I was the one who read this after pretty much every game except for the weekends. And I do know, I can remember at least 4 or 5 times when they didn't get it. So how many times did they do at least 10 threes last year? I'll make it around 74.
Close, 77.
77.
Only 5 times.
Only 5 times.
Did they fall short? One of the games is the aforementioned Kuminga special, 99-93 over Houston. They only hit 9 threes.
And Houston's a very, very good defensive team, as we knew.
And the other 4 games all were losses. That was the only game in which they had fewer than 10 threes that they won the basketball game.
Make or miss league.
Pretty much, especially when you're a jack-em-up three-point shooting team like the Warriors.
Well, I mean,
they're no Boston, but they do love the three.
Everybody does now. And 2 of the 3 players who are out tonight are not really... I mean, I know Draymond and Jimmy, they try threes, and they make some threes. Their percentages, they've been great this year. But that's not their calling card as three-point shooters. So you could argue that the lineup they're going to put out tonight is actually even a little bit more focused on knocking down threes than usual. I mean, honestly, like Moody's been lighting it up. Buddy Hield will come in. Al Horford is no doubt going to shoot a few. Quentin Post will shoot a few. I mean, there's really kind of nobody on the floor who is going to have to hold back from that except for TJD.
Yep, that's about
that's
it.
Probably it.
Seven Warriors with a higher three-point shooting percentage than Steph Curry currently. So,
what did you just say to me?
Seven Warriors have a higher percentage from three. Now, it's obviously skewed by the fact that Moses Moody leads the team. He's shooting 50%. He takes five a game, though, so that's not nothing.
Right.
He's been great, but you've got Jimmy Butler, higher percentage, Kuminga, Draymond, higher percentage, Will Richard, you love him, even Guy Santos, higher percentage.
Yep.
Come on, Steph.
Did I tell you that my nephew was Scott Hansen for Halloween?
No.
He
with
was.
A desk?
Yeah. Well, no, he didn't walk around with a desk.
Okay.
No. He just kind of like tried
it's
to.
It's Uncle Scott from Sundays. Sundays.
Yeah, he tried to slick his hair in the same way. He had a really kind of like smedium looking suit on. Looking kind of slick, and then he took a video of himself in the mirror going, 7 hours of commercial-free football starts now. It's so he's good. Actually the 2024 version of Scott Hansen because it is no longer commercial-free.
Yeah, but they kind of oversold that because
I agree
they
with
just
you.
Popped the commercials next to the panel. You still, like, I don't even know what the ad is because I'm watching the right panel.
You do not lose the football. It does not leave the football at any point. So that's fine. You can put logos all over it all you want.
Yeah, it's not a commercial interruption. It's more of a commercial annoyance.
Yeah, like, I mean, this is Rakuten right there on the Warrior uniform. Doesn't bother me.
No.
Still playing basketball. All right.
Hey, by the way, before we head to break really quick, Steve Kerr is speaking in Sacramento pregame. This comes from Anthony Slater, ESPN, who says Steve Kerr said that Steph Curry, his symptoms worsened overnight. He rested today, didn't make the trip to Sacramento. Warriors are, quote, hopeful within the next couple of days he will be all right. And the next game for the Warriors after tonight is, as you talked about, Friday in Denver.
I mean, he feels questionable at best for Friday based on that report, don't you think?
Yeah. Hashtag have kids.
I mean, we got to get on a plane tomorrow. And if his symptoms worsened, I don't know if they're going to want him on the plane. Like, that's the other thing. You don't want to give this to everybody. So, put Steph Curry and Brock Purdy in the same boat. Less than likely for the weekend.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Thanks, Grandy. Warrior Summit is tomorrow live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All of us together again discussing the Warriors season and the 9-game start. 2-4, it's me and Dibs. 4-6, it's everybody at Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Great prizes, a special guest. Drink specials at Jack's, your chance to meet us, and then we get to meet you. Tons of fun. If you've never been to one of these, you got to do it. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill tomorrow. We will see you there. It's Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Pajemski with a tough defensive rebound. A good rebounder for a guard. Pajemski penetrates over to Moody. Moody not afraid to fire, and why not? He's been hot all night long. Timeout, Phoenix.
Dub Nation, this is Moses Moody. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. And you can see us live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Just search 95.7 The Game and make sure to subscribe.
Yeah, it'd be good if his shot keeps falling. I'm skimming through this. I'll read the rest tonight. But there is a big new feature article in The Athletic, courtesy of Sam Amick, about Draymond Green.
Okay.
Behind his drive to join the greatest NBA defenders of all time.
Okay.
And then also talks about his future and how much longer he wants to play, and then the whole Kevin Durant thing that just happened. And for those of you who don't know what that's all about, they kind of got into a little spat, podcasts and social media posts about what's more important for winning championships, offense or defense. Like Kevin Durant scored some points in that back and forth. He's also wrong. I mean, to me, there's no question with regard to if you have to lean into one or the other, what would be more important as far as winning a championship? It's defense. 100% it's defense. I think that goes actually across all sports. Like, if honestly, when have you ever seen someone just absolutely blast to the point of we just outscore everyone? Our defense is bad, but we outscore everyone and we won the whole thing. I don't think that happens.
No, I mean,
it doesn't happen.
Depends on the sport and the team and the offense, certainly. And I'm just looking at last year. Last year, OKC averaged 120.5, and they held teams to 107.6, which was really good. So they were really good on offense. They were really good on defense, and they had an historic year.
Yeah, be good on both. That's ideal. But if you have to pick one, to me, Joe Burrow's Cincinnati Bengals are Exhibit A. Like, you can be elite on offense, and if you're bad on defense, you might not even make the playoffs, let alone move through them. But we've seen many defensive teams that are challenged offensively do good things. I mean, I know they went out in the first round, obviously against the Warriors, who are a little bit of a set-aside as a 7 seed, but look what the Rockets started last year. I know that they wanted to add to their offense, and they needed to, but, you know, go back to Ray Lewis's Ravens or whatever, or go to a baseball team, what would you rather have, a murderer's row on offense or an unbelievable lockdown pitching staff? I just think you have a better chance to lean into defense. That's all.
I do think that in the association, you have to be good at both. You don't have to be elite at both. And just looking at points per game as a metric, and it's, you know, it's just one measurement, but ultimately points scored and points allowed, pretty important. Boston was second in offense. They were fourth in defense when they won the title 2 years ago. And yeah, you have to be more than competent in one and really good at the other. I'm looking at Denver when they won the title. They were 12th in offense, and in defense they were 10th. So there's a team that's a little bit of an anomaly.
Yep.
They weren't elite at either offense or defense.
Our Engaging Dub Nation poll. Engagement is everything on the court and in life. Vote in our Engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page before every game. It is presented by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler. The Warriors won last night versus the Suns, and now they're in Sacramento tonight. Steph Curry is out with sickness, not even with the team. The question was, do you still expect the Warriors to beat the Kings tonight without Curry? And as you might expect, the fan base of the Golden State Warriors remains optimistic no matter what. 68.6% of the respondents said yes, they still expect the Warriors to win tonight. 31.4% says no. I voted yes because that's the way I felt like voting, but I think the word expect is a big word. I don't really love going into sporting events with that kind of a vibe anyway. For me, it kind of ruins the fun. So I don't know if I, quote, expect the Warriors to win tonight. I expect them to contend. You know what I mean? I expect them to be competitive in this game and have it be close. But I hope they win. I think they can.
ESPN, I'm looking at the bet. The spread has actually gone down.
Gone down.
To 2.5.
Yep.
And the matchup predictor based on ESPN analytics has the Warriors at a 42.7% chance. So fans more optimistic than the computers. But I thought it was noteworthy that the spread, even through all the news of no Jimmy, no Steph, no Draymond, and also the Kings are missing players as well, but the spread went from 2.5 up to 3.5 and now back down to 2.5.
Yeah. I mean, the Kings are going to be very, very hampered, and as are the Warriors, but if you look at the way the role players on these two teams have been playing so far this year, I think there's plenty of room for optimism with the Warriors. Obviously, Jonathan Kuminga is going to be center focus tonight. Steve Kerr, short time ago, quote, he's doing great. He brought a great approach to this season. His teammates really helped him this summer after the contract stuff, end quote. Steve Kerr, just moments ago in Sacramento.
Yeah, and that's what you get when you have a veteran team and you have a cohesive locker room. That's what you would expect. Jimmy Butler able to say, look, I've been through it. You know I've been through it. It's over. Play ball. And Steph being able to put the arm around him and say, JK, you know we love you. We know what you can do. Go do it. And Draymond saying, yeah, you didn't even have to have dinner with the owner. And you got your contract. How'd you do it?
You know what's weird? Gosh, don't judge a book by its cover, right? Don't judge the Kuminga offseason by its cover. I certainly did. And I got on this, because if you go back to how that felt the whole time, by the way, some of this is on him and some of it is on his agent too. To me, the messaging that was going on publicly, and I understand negotiation and posturing and all of those things, but the messaging that was going on really suggested that these two sides were at odds. And I'm not saying that they weren't. I do think that they largely were. Warriors were searching for a trade. Kuminga wanted to be gone, but somehow in the midst of wanting to be gone, he also conducted himself in a way this offseason that I don't think there's any way any of us could have known that that's what he was doing. Really, as he even put it, like diving into the idea of learning about what it was that he could do differently as a player and where are the other aspects of his game, staying in contact with his teammates. You know, when he didn't show up to Jimmy Butler's thing, we all sort of took that the same way. Like, yeah, man, he's on an island right now. But you come to find out as these games start that I don't think that that's what was going on. And I certainly had misperceptions about all of it.
And he clearly was out there putting in work, not just on the ha-ha, but he was out there learning and working on the things that he needed to work on and get better at. And, you know, it's easy to see a situation when a player and a team are at odds. And I'll point you to the Ja Morant situation where the team suspends him for a game. Ja comes back and he's interviewed in the locker room and he's basically like, why don't you go ask them? You know, didn't you ask them that? Why are you asking me that? And so we're not even a month into the year. And that's a situation where the player and the team are clearly at odds, and that's their star.
Who gets moved to a different team first in any way, shape, or form? Ja Morant or Jonathan Kuminga?
Oh, Ja Morant.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean,
you're probably right.
Sacramento is already.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Rumored to be, wow, a place that...
Aren't they all?
I mean, because they need more ball-dominant players in Sacramento.
For sure, for sure. And they and guys who are a little too edgy, right? I mean, when I think where should Ja Morant play next to Russell Westbrook,
no doubt,
is exactly what I think. Good Lord.
Perfect fit.
What are we doing?
Has a team ever scored 100 points in an NBA game without an assist?
We're about to find out.
I'll do my homework on that.
About to find out. Here comes Warriors Live. Evan Giddings is in the next room getting ready. He's ready to rock. So he's going to take you the rest of the way. No Steph, no Jimmy, no Draymond. But we do have a game, and one more reminder, there is no better place to talk this out, think about it, have some fun with it than the Warriors Summit tomorrow at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. We cannot wait to see you there. Come see us. Everyone's talking about the food. We're going to have a special guest. Steve Kerr is going to be on the show before the rest of the guys join, and then from 4 to the 6, it is the whole summit, the whole gang. We really look forward to meeting you, a lot of you out there, okay? What's coming up is Warriors Live, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. I'm obligated to ask, do you want to do it again tomorrow?
With a French dip in front of me.
That changed my life.
Yep.
Someone just asked, how much do you really want your life changed? It's a good question.
One bite at a time.
Yeah, not much. But French dip, let's do it. For Dibs, for Granny, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.